Without any further ado, I want to invite my friend Andrew Strong to join us this morning. He's going to come and share. He is a leadership teacher to thousands across our country. They're just all under the age of 18. And so would you give him a big round of applause as he comes this morning? Andrew, I just want to pray for you quickly. Thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for sharing with us about development and leadership, and we're grateful for that. Father God, thanks for Andrew. God, I pray that as he speaks, God, you would reveal Jesus to us in this way. God, thanks for what he's about to say. And God, may it find a home in our heart today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. And as Ryan said, I have the privilege of working with school students. I travel all throughout Australia and New Zealand and present leadership events for school students, and particularly focus on their own leadership and their development. And so when I was asked to talk about this whole concept of people development, I was a bit hesitant because it's not my normal demographic, but I thought I would share some of the things that I learned from speaking to high school students. But whenever I talk to school students, I always like to start off with a challenge. And so I thought I'd do that today as well. For this challenge, though, I need everyone to stand up where you are. So standing up where you are. Excellent. Now, that wasn't the challenge, but in a moment, what I'm going to get everybody to do is hold their hand out like this. And I'm going to do the same thing. And when I say ready, set, go, you've got to hold a number of fingers up. Okay? And I'm going to do the same. Now, this is a maths challenge. Okay? So this is where the maths part comes in. It is easy. The number that you are holding up, you're going to add that to the number that I'm holding up. And if that equals 5, a whole hand, then you get to stay in the game. Okay? If it doesn't equal 5, then you're out and you have to sit down. Okay? So, quick test. If I held up 2 fingers, how many do you need to hold up? If I hold up 1, how many do you need to hold up? Excellent. We all know how to play. Okay. So, hands out like this. Now, in case you were wondering and going, oh, I'll just wait till Andy holds up his numbers, I'm going to put my hand behind my back. So you have to lock yours in, and you guys will have to keep an eye on those guys back there, okay? So, thinking about a number, but now, I will point out as well, I'll only do between 1 and 4, okay? So if you do the same, then you have a chance to equal 5, the whole hand. Okay, hands at the ready. Ready, set, go. I did a 2, you need a 3 to stay in the game. Okay, so if you got a 3, you get to stay in the game. If not, you're out, you have to sit down. Okay, that wiped out a lot of us, fantastic, okay. Okay, go again. Hands ready. And ready, set, go. I did a 1. You need a 4 to stay in the game. You need a 4 to stay in the game. Okay, okay. Some competitive people. Pretty excited that they got to stay in. Fantastic. Okay. Here we go again. Next one. Ready, set, go. I did a 3. You need a 2 to stay in the game. You need a 2 to stay in the game. You don't have a 2, Stephen. Oh, you got a 4. Okay. I did say it was a math challenge. Did you get it right the whole time, or you just thought, I'm just going to stay up? Okay, fantastic. Do we only have 1 left? Okay, round of applause, everybody. Well played. Well played. Now, whenever someone does a challenge like that to me and I get knocked down the first round, I'm always so disappointed. And I can sense some of the disappointment with people who got knocked down the first round. So we're going to do another round, but this is an advanced version of that game. I know, crazy. Okay, so standing up where you are, and I'll explain the advanced version. Now, this time, you guys get to use 2 hands. Okay, that's the advanced version, 2 hands. Now, essentially, we're not going to take your left hand and your right hand, add it to my hand. If that equals 5, you get to say no. It just means you've got a left hand chance of playing and a right hand chance of playing. So for goodness sake, do a different number on each hand, okay? Because it gives you more options to stay in the game. So, Stephen, different. Think about what you're going to do. Okay, so both hands are ready. Have them out. And I'm just going to do the 1. And ready, set, go. I did a 3. You need a 2 on either hand. A 2 to stay in the game. If you didn't get a 2, you're out. You need to sit down. A 2. Now, if you are still in the game, both hands, okay? You get to use both hands. Okay, so both hands still playing. And ready, set, go. I did a 1, you need a 4. You need a 4 to stay in the game. Okay, excellent. Both hands still playing. And ready, set, go. I did a one again. You need a four again to stay in the game. Need a four to stay in the game. Okay, I'll do one more. See if we've got an ultimate champion. And ready, set, go. I did a three. You need a two to stay in the game. If you're still in the game, give these guys a round of applause. Well done. Now, in doing that challenge, that game, you had to be prepared to put your hand up in order to play. And in terms of us growing as Christians, we need to be prepared to put our hand up and say, yeah, I want to do it. I want to develop and I want to grow as a Christian. And so today I'm going to talk to you guys and use the illustration of a hand of how we can do something simple to grow as a Christian by grabbing a hold of the Word of God. And whenever you grab a hold of something, you've got to make sure that you do get a strong grip, a strong hold on it. I can remember growing up learning how to write. You know, you start off with a pencil and you go to school and they teach you how to write and you do like the S's and stuff. And then there becomes this magical time. For me, it was grade four where there's this talk of transferring from a pencil to a pen. And you get this pen and you're kind of like, wow, this is different. This is fantastic, you know. It's permanent. You can't rub it out anymore. But they teach you how to hold it, how to hold it properly. And in order to start using the pen, you have to be given a pen license. Now, I can remember in grade four, I got my pen license and I was like, fantastic, this is great. I can start using the pen. A week later, I lost my pen license. And I don't think I got it back till the next year, but I don't actually think I got my pen license back. I think my year five teachers just assumed that everyone was supposed to be using a pen by that stage. And so from then on in, I've actually been writing with pens legally. But you're taught how to hold it. I can remember like getting grips, getting hold on certain things, playing. I had two older brothers and you know, we'd go and kick the footy in the backyard, front yard. We had a creek that ran through mum and dad's property, and whenever the ball would go in, you'd run and try and get it because it starts floating down the creek. And my brothers would be, I was the youngest, so they'd be like, you reach in and get it. And I'm like, well, okay, if I'm going to reach in, you've got to hold me. But right at the last second, I would make sure that I had a very strong hold, a very strong grip on their hand, because if I was going to fall in, they're going to come in with me. And so when we're talking about getting a hold on the Word of God, we need to make sure that we get the right grip and that we do get the right hold. Now, as I said, I'm going to share with you some principles about how we can do that, but I do need to mention that these aren't my own principles. Has anyone heard of Dawson Trotman? Anyone? Okay, a couple of people. What about Billy Graham? Okay, yep. Dawson Trotman started an organization called the Navigators, and they were big in terms of discipleship and helping Christians grow. And he had an influence on Billy Graham. And Billy Graham then went on and started doing his crusades and started seeing miracles and revival all throughout the world. But he would have his crusades and then he would move on and go on to the next place and go on to the next place. And it always thought to him, what happens to those people who make the decisions that they want to become Christians? And so he spoke to Dawson Trotman and said, I want you to be the one who, you know, figures out what we do with these people. And so it was Dawson Trotman and the Navigators who came up with the plan for what they were going to do for all of the decisions that were made at the Billy Graham Crusades. And they came up with this idea about using your hand to grab onto the hold of the Word of God. And it's straight out of their Growing as a Christian handbook. And I think it's something that a lot of us need to be able to do and think about. So on your seats, we put a piece of paper and there was a pen there as well. We assume you've all got your pen license. What I'd love for you to do is, if you've got a sheet of paper there and the pen, is to trace your hand. So just trace your hand just like it is up on the screen. Find a sheet of paper around you. Grab the pen, trace your hand. Doesn't have to be perfect, doesn't have to be neat, no one's going to judge. Especially me. And in terms of getting a hold of the Word of God, what are some of the things that we need to do? Well, we're going to use our fingers and come up with these principles. So the first finger we're going to talk about is our little finger. And in the little finger, it stands for hear it. We need to hear the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word about Christ. You know, pastors and teachers use the ability, like we are today, for people to hear the Word of God, to come out and teach them. And it's fantastic for us to be able to do that because it gives us a fresh perspective about what other people are hearing from God, and we can then try and apply that to our life. But often what happens is people think that, yeah, that's all I need to do to grow and to develop and to get a hold on the Word of God. I just need to hear it. But they're deliberate about putting hear it in the little finger. The little finger is the weakest finger that we have in terms of grabbing anything, getting a hold of anything. And the reason why hear it is in the little finger is because studies show that after 2 hours of hearing someone speak, you've already forgotten 50% of what they've said. Fast forward 7 days and they say that you forget 90 to 95% of what people say. So yes, it's important to hear people talking about the Word of God, but that's not the only thing that we should be doing. Now, I want to put this to the test. Hands up if you're in church last Sunday morning. Okay, fantastic. Fair few of us. Hands up if you can think you can tell me, without looking back at your notes or anything, the 4 points for... points that Ryan talked about last week. Okay, I'll try an easier question. Hands up if you think you can tell me. He spoke about someone and used them as an illustration. Hands up if you can tell me who that person was. His dad, a Bible person. He used someone from Scripture. Peter. Yes, he spoke about Peter. Okay, something that we can remember. But then he had 4 points, and that's fine that, you know, we don't remember them, but we hear that and we identify with that, but we've got to do more than that if we want to get a hold on the Word of God. So, what do? Well, we need to be going to church on a weekly basis, but also, you know, technology is out there. I love the fact that we're live streaming, that people can be a part of today's service and not actually in the building, but we can get podcasts, we can have other things where we're listening to the Word of God, hearing people talk about it, and that helps us to grow and to develop and to get a hold on the Word of God. Okay, so that's our little finger. Let's move on to our next finger, our ring finger. In the ring finger, it stands for read it. Read it. Revelations 1:3 says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear it and take into heart what is written in it. It's so important for us to not just be listening to what other people are saying, but for us to be getting our own interpretation, our own understanding of what the Bible says, for us to be reading it on a daily basis. At home, I have a Bible. It's called the 1 Year Bible. And it goes through, it enables you to, has daily readings that enables you to read the Bible in a year. It has an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, a Psalm, and a Proverb. But it's just something that I'm able to use. I don't even really need to think about it. I can get up and say, okay, what's today's date? Go straight to the date, and it enables you to read it. And reading the Bible should form part of our daily quiet time for us to grow as Christians. I can recall growing up, and there was myself and I had 5 siblings. But when I'd wake up, I'd go out and nice and early in the morning, walk out, go out to the kitchen at the front door. Next to the front door, Dad had his study. And you'd kind of walk out, still be dark, but the light would be on. You could see it coming out underneath the door in Dad's study. And I'd kind of go in and say, morning, Dad, how are you going? And every morning, without fail, that I can remember, Dad was in there reading his Bible. He would start the day by reading his Bible. And I was just like, for me, that was just like something like, that's so important. That is something that we need to be doing on a daily basis. Mum, on the other hand, she would read it on a daily basis, but she would wait till she'd go to breakfast, sit down and have a Weet-Bix. Well, actually, we didn't have Weet-Bix, we had Vitabrits. Does anyone know the difference between Weet-Bix and Vitabrits? Weet-Bix go all soggy and mushy. Vitabrits hold their form, in case you're wondering. But that's something Mum and Dad would just do, that they would get up and there's something that they would read the Bible. And for us, in terms of developing and growing as Christians, something that we just need to do is ensure that we're reading the Bible. Another thing that I have is, and you know, I said technology is fantastic, is an app on my phone. And it's the Bible app, and you know, every morning, bing, sends me a little reminder. It says, here's today's daily verse. Something simple, something that you can get out and go, do you know what? Yeah, okay, there it is. I can start reading it. Do I want to know more? Do I want to read more? But that technology also helps us to grow and develop and to get a hold on the Word of God. So that's our ring finger. Let's move on to our middle finger. And our middle finger stands for study it. Study it. Acts 17:11 says, now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those of Thessalonica. For they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. I love the fact that it says they were of more noble character because they examined the scriptures. They heard it, they read it, but then they examined it. And if we want to be of noble character, then we've got to actually examine it. We've got to study the Word of God as well. Now, this takes more time. This takes more effort. This makes us think, you know what, do we actually have the time? I've been part of a number of different Bible studies, home groups, life groups, and they're fantastic, and I encourage everyone to be part of one. But some of you might relate to this. You know, you go to someone's house, you're going to do the Bible study, and everyone gets together, you do all the greetings, and like, hey, how are you going? Fantastic. You know, you're chatting away, and people have come in, and they're kind of like, different people bring different snacks, and so there's the snack table that people have there, and it's kind of like, you're always like talking to people, and like, what are the snacks that people have brought? And you're kind of like checking out. Someone's brought the Tim Tams. You're like, yes, Tim Tams. And then you kind of like suss out the room. You're like, hang on a minute. How many people are here? There's only 11 Tim Tams in a packet. Am I going to get one? Am I going to get two? Should I lead the charge? Should I go in and get it? Anyway, so you got your cup of tea, cup of coffee, you got your Tim Tam. You go down, you sit around, and we're about to start the Bible study. The person leading the study often says, how did everyone go this week with the study? And there's an awkward silence. No one really knows what to say. And then someone will go, yeah, I found it good. And someone was, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then someone else would be like, Andy, how did you find it? Like, you know, don't mean to single anyone out, but how did you find it? And then often, without, you know, most of the time, there's always someone in the group who said, oh, do you know what? I didn't have enough time this week to do the study, so I didn't do it. So I'm happy to just go through it now. I didn't have enough time. And we often blame time for not being able to do things. But if we stop and think about it and think, hang on a minute, let's change the wording there. Hey, Andy, how did you go with the study this week? Kind of, oh, do you know what? I actually didn't prioritize it this week. Because we do have the time. You know, I spent 2 hours watching Netflix. Spent time doing other things. What we didn't do is prioritize it. And if we want to get a hold on the Word of God, we need to study it. And it does take time, and we do need to make sure that we prioritize it, something that that we can do. So I would encourage people, join a life group, join a Bible study group, get out there and have that accountability with each other, and don't let people get away with saying they don't have enough time. Challenge them and say, hang on a minute, I think you do. We just need to prioritize it. There's other ways to study the Bible as well. It's not a life group. Go down to Coorong or online. There's different, pick your favourite book of the Bible. This one's Philippians, a life-changing encounter with God's Word from the book of Philippians. And then it just goes through each chapter, each verse, asks you questions, and helps you to dive into it a little bit further as well. So important for us to be studying the Word of God. Okay, let's move on to the next finger. Next finger is our index finger, and that stands for memorize it. Memorize it. Psalm 119, 9 to 11. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against it. So we need to know God's word. We need to memorize it. You know, hearing the word of God, maybe we remember 5%. But memorizing it, we're going to remember 100% of it. And I play a number of different sports. I quite enjoy getting out and playing sport. And when you train and play sport, they talk about muscle memory. That, you know, if you're playing basketball and you're shooting, you know, it just comes naturally, just muscle memory. You know, you practice it, you do it, you memorize it. And if the Bible, the Word of God, is the sword of the Spirit, we need to practice that. We need to get the muscle memory that when a situation comes, we can just call on those memory verses and either defend with our sword or we can attack with our sword. For instance, there's some memory verses that I have that I keep with me that helps me to you know, use that sword when it comes. You know, if someone says, well, how do you know that you're saved? Well, 1 John 5, 11 and 12. And this is a testimony. God has given us eternal life and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son does not have life. When you're tempted, something's going wrong and perhaps you're tempted to do something bad or whatever. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you, but except that which is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. When you do stuff up, sin, and you know, you're feeling guilty and you need to do something about it. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you're feeling fearful or something's not going to go right, Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, make your request known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, memory verses, they're just things that we need to put the time and effort into so that you can use them when we're put in situations that require them, and it's so important for us to do that. So pick a verse with your life group and say, we're going to memorize that this week. I love, my kids are upstairs in kids church. I love it when they come home and say, this is our memory verse of the week. They challenge each other, and then if they get it right and they can go and do it next week, they get a lolly, you know, something silly, simple. So a challenge for them, but it's so important for us to be able to memorize scripture. And then we've got all our fingers. The last thing we want to talk about is our thumb. Our thumb is the most important finger when holding any object. And in your thumb, we're going to talk about meditate. Meditate. I love that Ryan already spoke about it this morning. Psalms 1, 2 to 3 says, but those who delight in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night, that person is like a tree planted in streams of water, which yields its fruit in the season and whose leaves do not wither. Whatever they do, they prosper. If we want to prosper, if we don't want our leaves to wither, we need to make sure that we're meditating on the Word of God. Now, our thumbs, I did say, is the strongest finger when holding any object. And the reason why we put meditate in our thumb is because our thumbs are opposable. And that means it can touch the tip of every other finger quite easily. See, some of you are like, hey, mine can do that too. Yep, okay. And what essentially that means, we need to meditate on what we hear. Meditate or pray. We need to meditate on what we read. We need to meditate on what we're studying. And we need to meditate on the things that we're memorizing as well. And if we're able to do that, and able to do all five of those things, we're able to get a stronghold on the Word of God. Now, I want to illustrate this as a final thing. Ryan, if you could come up and help me. There's the Word of God. You were telling me before that you have the same Bible. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What, you know more about than me, the 1984 version?
NIV. Yeah, come on.
Okay, fantastic. Now, what I'm going to get you to do, Ryan, is say you only did one of those things. Okay, say you only hear it. Okay, so your pinky. If you can hold that with your pinky. Now, we can hold the Bible. We can hold the Word of God. Right? You can probably like do things with it. But to be honest, you probably don't have a strong grip on it, do you? Someone could come and just take that away from you quite easily. Okay, say you did two of them. You hear it and you read it. So you've got two fingers there. Okay, a little bit stronger grip. Okay, we're getting a hold on the Word of God. We can do a little bit more with it. But again, something can come and just easily take that away. Now's the challenge for you. Okay, all fingers plus your thumb. So we're going to hear it, we're going to read it, we're going to study it, we're going to memorize it, and we're going to meditate on it. How's your grip?
Great.
Wave it around. Okay, fantastic. Now, if someone else did come and get a grip on it,
yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay,
you're able to get a much stronger grip and a hold on the Word of God. So we need to do all those things, and I wish you guys all the best in doing it.